You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
4-0 Yankees, the pitch. Swinging a pop-up down the third baseline. Over is McMahon. He's got room. He makes the play. And the Yankees have eliminated the Red Sox. A masterpiece from Cam Schlittler. The defense let the Red Sox down tonight, and New York is on to the divisional series. A 4-0 win here tonight, and a team that all year long dug deep, found ways to answer back. Will Middlebrooks tonight just came up a little short.
Yeah, and you just wanted to walk away from this not having to say you should have won game two.
High noon, Jones and Keefe, WEEI. It is a Patriots Friday, but a lot of Red Sox talk today, of course. I agree and disagree with Brooksy there.
You do?
Yeah, I mean,
I agree with the last thing you said.
That's what I agree with, too.
Yeah, they should have won game two.
Look at game two.
Yeah.
And look, if you're going to have an all-time performance on the other side from a kid who doesn't have much more experience than your guy last night,
from
Connelly
Boston,
Early.
I heard.
From downtown Boston.
Yeah, yeah.
The heart of it.
And he comes out pumping 101, and he has a legitimate all-time unprecedented performance. Never happened in baseball history.
That's wild.
Fine.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
You didn't have a shot last night.
There's no way we're losing to a pitcher named Schnitzel.
Turns out you did.
Well, that's not his name, and he shoved.
Game two now makes you feel even more sick to your stomach.
It's gross.
The way that went down. But the other part, like, they came up just short. What game were you watching last? That wasn't just short. They weren't even competitive.
No, it felt like they lost by 14. Like, in the ninth inning, when they're down by four, you're like, there's zero chance. Like, they can't get a guy to third base. They got one guy to second base. It was just awful. And so the hitting is its own thing. And even if Connelly Early allowed one run and stayed in the rest of the game, you lose 1-0.
Yep.
Because they couldn't generate any offense, right? He could have had a gem himself. Or, like, Garrett Crochet would have lost that game. Garrett Crochet gives up one little dinky home run, he would have lost that game.
Garrett Crochet.
With that same performance.
With the same performance from game one.
Yeah.
Would have lost to Schlittler.
So that's brutal. But aside from that, not only did Connelly Early, and even the relievers who came in and did fine, or good, actually, all those guys were not just let down by the bats, but the gloves. Those guys, there was either no effort or just poor performance in the field by a bunch of guys. Seydon Rafaela is supposed to be the greatest defensive center fielder in the history of the Red Sox, is what I've been told. He can't catch a moonshot to the outfield.
By the way, I kind of believe it. Like, he's been unbelievable defensively.
Listen, he's good. But
that was horrible.
That was terrible. Jaron Duran, like, went back to 2 years ago where he's just, like, trotting after balls in the outfield. Roman Gonzalez can't make a play. Might have been a tough play, but can't make a play. And then Nathaniel Lowe has a big error. Could have been a double play. Instead, it's two runs scored. So the defense was terrible last night, and then the bats were non-existent, so you're never going to win a game like that.
So second inning is the play you're referencing with Duran. So that was just bad all around. Giancarlo Stanton thinks he hits a home run. Wrong.
Hilarious.
I mean, he smoked it.
He crushed it, but stayed in the ballpark.
Stands
How can
there.
A guy with that many career home runs
yeah, you'd
be
think
that
he'd know
wrong?
It. I don't know. You'd think he'd know it. So, like, absolute clown.
Yep.
Loser. Mm-hmm. Looking at his bench, like, trying to fire him up. And then he's like, oh, crap, I better get on my horse and get into second base. But that wasn't the worst part of it. Duran also thought it was a home run. Jogged after it. And then he gets, I actually think, believe it or not for him, a decent throw to Trevor Story.
Yeah, he does not have a good arm.
And Trevor Story, like, pop flies the thing into second base like it's a spring training
game.
Yeah,
they should have thrown him out. They
or like it was Judge the other day. Mm-hmm. Like, when Judge fell asleep on Sogard getting to second base, that's how Story threw it to get Stanton yesterday. So that whole play in the second inning, even though it didn't come back to bite them and Connelly early got out of it, that was probably a bad sign for the Red Sox being locked in on their fundamentals. And then fourth inning, the play you're talking about with Rafaela diving. Bellinger should have been a pop-up.
Oh, yeah, he hit it to the moon.
I initially wanted to blame Abreu because I thought that was his ball. But as you said, when you watch the replay, not only did Rafaela take a horrible route, like obviously he had to cover a lot of ground and still almost made the catch, but he set himself up for it with a horrible route. And I thought it bounced when I watched it in real time. You saw the replay, it hit him right in the glove.
Oh, yeah.
So I think Rafaela has to make that catch.
Gotta have it.
And if he doesn't make it, Abreu's got to get a better read on it.
That changes that entire inning.
Completely.
Like, obviously.
Now Bellinger's there. The crowd's into it. He walks Stanton on, as you said,
competitive at bat.
And a borderline pitch.
Yep.
But he walks Stanton.
Which isn't the end of the world, because Stanton smoked the ball off him before, and now you set up a double play. Unfortunately, you weren't really turning double plays.
I thought most righties, I didn't love that situation for early last night. So him putting Stanton on there, I didn't think was the end of the world either.
Uh-huh.
He strikes out Rice. Okay, here we go.
Oh, yeah, he smoked Rice. Rice had no chance.
Rosario, RBI single, Bellinger scores. That's the play you were talking about with noodle arm Duran in his throw.
Yeah, so this is one where I don't really expect him, I guess, to make the play. It would have been a bonus. But with a runner on second, and it's hit to shallow left field, and Jaron Duran gets it, kind of loops it in, and it's not even a play at the plate. I was like, oh, like, that's not good.
Chisholm single to load the bases, which I was surprised nobody scored there.
Yeah.
Volpe single, Stanton scores, 2-0. That's one that Romy could have got to, or if Romy wasn't in the lineup, and I wanted him in there last night. You wanted Sogard. Who was making Lou
Hamilton?
Maloney.
Yeah,
Lou Maloney was making the case for Hamilton. Maybe one of those guys gets to that one. Romy didn't.
Maybe.
So now it's 2-0.
Real quick.
And then the low play with the error blows it open for 4-0.
I thought early was actually really good. And the thing, though, is we wondered if Aaron Boone would go with his lefties versus a lefty, which he did. I think he probably felt the pressure because in the loss, he didn't have Ben Rice in there, who looks lost against lefties.
Yep.
And then Jazz Chisholm. And so that was a spot where that really could have been pro Red Sox and, you know, against Boone. But Jazz Chisholm coming through there against the lefty,
Chisholm,
that was pretty big.
Chisholm had two hits last night. Both were bad defensively. Rice dropped a pop-up.
Yeah, Chisholm was shaky over
Chisholm
there.
Chisholm kept bouncing throws to second base.
Kind of easily had two more double plays.
So, I mean, and he's lucky there weren't more errors mixed in there.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought Chisholm was shaky defensively, but two hits for him. Rice was horrible. So I still didn't like that decision from Aaron Boone. But when Schlittler is going to do what he did, it was
pretty hard
for Boone to make a mistake. So I read this earlier. Let me reiterate. Jeff Passan had this tweet last night. Because I'm like, man, this is a really good performance from this kid. As I texted the group, Keith, I had no idea the kid threw 101.
The whole time.
Like when we, again, I heard a million things about this kid.
Oh, yeah.
From Walpole,
heard about his dad.
Downtown Boston.
Yeah.
Dad is the police chief in Needham.
Right.
Went to Northeastern.
Great story.
His family abandoned the Red Sox. Like, I heard a lot about this kid.
How about him throwing gas?
When I sat down, I was stunned when he pumped it in there 101.
It's like 101?
I wasn't ready for that. Passan tweets this out. Cam Schlittler's night is over. This is right when he left the game.
Yeah.
8 shutout, which I was very disappointed when he came out for the 8th. I didn't think Boone would bring him back out for the 8th. I'm like,
sure,
maybe.
The 9th, probably.
Probably an idiotic thing for me to believe, but I'm like, if it's Weaver in the 8th, and then you got Bednar or something.
Oh,
you're like,
talking yourself
I'm
into
like,
it?
They're going to get to these guys. But no, he came back out and just cruised in the 8th. 8 shutout, 5 hits, did not walk a batter, struck out 12.
What a line.
Again, 8 scoreless, 5 hits, no walks, 12 Ks.
And then Bednar immediately walks the guy, and you're like, oh my God, this bullpen. But then obviously shut it down from there.
He is the first pitcher, not, as you said, Keith, not first rookie pitcher.
Nope.
Not first pitcher in Yankees history. First pitcher in baseball history. A lot of history there.
I was going to say, I was like racking my mind on that one. I'm like, is that even true?
To go 8 innings, walk none, punch out 12 in a postseason game.
I was like, Madison Bumgarner didn't do that. Like, Pedro didn't do that. Clemens. I'm like trying to think of all these different guys. I'm like, apparently not.
I mean,
there's no way we're losing to a pitcher named Schnitzel.
Well,
they sure did.
It happened.
They sure did because of him.
Because
he won the game.
I mean, you said this earlier. I mean, as great as Crochet was in game one, this kid was better.
He would have beat you.
It's unreal. So, you know, I said this earlier in the show, and then we can get to some phone calls. Like, that was, I feel like that's the way our parents talk about Ken Dryden. And I don't I don't know that this kid is going to have that kind of career, but like, and you know, the Red Sox aren't those Bruins teams. Like, I guess it's not a perfect analogy, but like, the kid comes out of nowhere and just stands on his head, shuts it down. This is the equivalent of that. And it was, I mean, out of all my, I was wrong on a million things yesterday. I thought they'd win.
Yeah.
I thought Cora was an advantage over Boone, which Cora didn't have a great night.
No.
I thought Duran was going to come through in a big spot. Like, wrong, wrong, wrong. I was most wrong about Schlittler because I thought they'd get to him.
Yeah, it was devastating. And you know, like, every pitch counts. It's the playoffs. It's an elimination game in the playoffs. And then as soon as that first run came across the board in the fourth, you're like, oh, no. Like, because you just saw Schlittler throw three straight innings, and you're, or four innings, actually. You just saw him go four innings, and you're like, they don't seem to be touching this guy. Like, this is going to be a get-to-the-bullpen, get-the-pitch-count-up kind of game. You're going to have to grind it. And you're like, you know what? You might need the game to be even or minimum down one when both teams go to the bullpen.
Yeah.
But that wasn't the case. You're going to the bullpen and way one before they do.
1-0 felt bad.
Yeah.
I was like, maybe 2-0 is like the absolute limit of what they can get away with.
2-0.
They were down 2-0.
Puncher's chance at 2-0.
They were down 2-0 in game two.
Yeah.
So I'm like, they can overcome
this. Sure they can.
The low error was the death knell. Like, that went from maybe they have a chance to they're dead. The season's over.
That was a lot of people probably shut it off at that point. Or chuck the remote or whatever.
I don't know why I didn't.
I had so many rally beers last night, which turns out did nothing.
No rally?
No, there was no rally. They might have been anti-rally beers. I didn't read the label, but they were horrible.
Yeah, you got it on the bottom of the
can.
You got to check on the bottom of the can.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Was this a rally beer?
These are anti-rally beers.
Oh, no.
These are Cam Schlittler beers. These are Yankees starting pitcher beers. Oh, it's terrible.
So the Red Sox offense in this series, Keith, 6 runs.
Seems high, actually. It doesn't feel like they even scored 6 runs.
19 for 96.
Yeah.
I'll do the math on that quickly. That's a 198 batting average. 3 doubles.
Okay.
1 homer. So 4 extra.
Trevor Story bomb.
4 extra base hits.
And a game you lost, yeah.
30 strikeouts.
Ew.
30 Ks. So they
96
strike out 10 Ks a game on average. And really, Yoshida had a couple of nice slap hits last night. Mm-hmm. Yoshida stays hot. He had the big hit in game one. Almost came through in game two. Would have come through in game two if Kyle Hudson wasn't horrible at his job. And then after that, it was Bregman and Story. So you had 3 guys over the course of 3 games that did something at the plate.
Woof.
Everybody else was real bad.
Woof. Let's get to the phone. 617-779-7937. Cody is in Worcester. Go ahead, Cody.
Hey, man, my pitcher was on fire last night. I think he had, what, 11, 12 strikeouts?
12, we just told
you. The Red Sox could not touch us. He could not touch us.
What are you, on the team?
My Yankees are going all the way. Go Yankees.
Okay.
Is that it? You don't even know how many strikeouts he had? And then you call in and you're like, us, that, and the other thing?
Doesn't seem like the strongest Yankee fan if he wasn't quite sure on the number.
How many Ks did he have, guys?
I just said it multiple times.
There's no way
hold.
For you to get that information.
Please use your time as efficiently as we can.
You can, I don't know, watch the game when they mentioned 1,000 times he had 12 strikeouts.
Think there's any shot they win the World Series?
Yeah.
I don't. I mean, other,
it's baseball.
Well, so fine. If you're going to say that, just like any team can win.
Yeah.
I mean,
we put them on the tier with a chance. So, yeah.
But
I don't think they, I'm not going to predict
that it. That is baseball.
Like, I think they beat the Blue Jays, though.
As bad as the Red Sox offense was, let's not pretend the Yankees had a good offense.
No.
I mean, that whole fourth inning was the Red Sox butchering. They didn't hit a ball hard
yeah,
in
plus,
that inning.
You're going to get them out of Yankee Stadium, too. So then, yeah. I don't know. But I do think they beat the Blue Jays. I think they lose to Seattle.
That's exactly
Judge had
what I
four
think.
Hits. One of them should have been an error that was ruled a single.
Yeah.
All yeah, I was going to say.
Singles. Good point. Judge kind of stinks again in the postseason.
Bellinger's double should have been an out. Stanton's double should have been thrown out.
Now, look,
been,
this might be sour grapes, and the Red
Two
Sox
home were, runs were only
look,
home runs. In
the
your
Red
stadium.
Sox were worse.
Right.
The Yankees are the more talented team.
Yeah.
The Yankees probably deserve to win that, although if
probably
the third base coach
the
could
Dodges.
Just wave a guy around, it might have gone differently. But, I mean, all those things. This isn't like the Red Sox should have. But I don't think the Yankees offense was great
in
this series. And I don't think Schlittler's doing that again.
No.
I doubted him once. Shame on me.
I think he'll be all right. I wouldn't be surprised if he's
although,
like...
what was the stat ESPN said last night? That he's like top 10 in every stat since June in the American
ooh,
League.
I missed that.
Him and what, Trevor Rogers?
Yeah, I guess.
People love that Trevor Rogers.
Let's go to Ted in the car. Hello, Ted.
Get him, Ted.
Guys, how you doing? This is a horrible series for the Red Sox, but not for Alex Cora. I thought he did a good job. I think... like it was said on the station yesterday, he knew they had to win in two, and I think he did everything he could to win in two. But a big mistake in game two that I don't know if you guys mentioned or not
I bet we
was the pitcher throwing four times to first base and putting that guy on second. And then he came in to score in game two, which, you know, I feel really kind of changed the game because the game was so close.
Okay, I think is he mixing up his games?
I think so.
Chapman did that in game one.
And it didn't really hurt him.
The run didn't score.
Didn't hurt him.
That didn't happen in game
two. I don't think so. We went over this with a fine-tooth comb.
I think he's mixing up his games is what I think he's doing. First thing he said, Cora had a good series. I don't think
Cora was good or bad. I think Cora was kind of fine.
Right. So Cora is not, we haven't spent a lot of time talking about
him. Yeah, he's not on the poop list or on the stars list.
Not at the top of my list. He gets to keep his job. Okay, so I'm not calling for his head or anything like that.
No.
But what I thought was odd last night about Cora is he was so aggressive in game two with Bayo. Get him out of there. We're not going to lose this. It's an empty the bucket, kitchen sink kind of game. And then you get to game three, and he's asleep. While Connelly Early, and it's not Early's fault.
Yeah.
But Connelly Early is a kid in his fifth start in Yankee Stadium. And the defense has given him nothing behind him.
Yeah.
Cora just felt asleep at the wheel. Now, again, you can defend him by saying Early was fine. The defense is letting him down.
Yeah.
But I just felt like it was just so night and day from the night before.
Yeah, it was the opposite of that. Although, in real time, everybody was calling for, like, hey, get Early out of there. I'm like, Early wasn't giving up 120-mile-an-hour exit velo shots.
No, but
the defense sucked.
But it felt like the righties were all locked in on him. And so that's
yeah,
part
but
of...
Then, but wasn't... Who was the last guy he faced? Was it Grisham? So yeah, he faced a lefty.
He stayed in... There were two more
left.
You knew he wasn't going to get to Judge.
Yeah.
That you knew.
So...
And so, hang on. Did they pull him...
I think he faced Grisham, which you could make the case, like, maybe get him out because Grisham already had a hit on
and
off
in fairness,
him. So that's fine.
And in fairness, Wells was the fielder's choice, that low error.
But here's the thing.
That was another lefty.
Would everybody have brought in Slayton for Grisham? Probably not.
I mean, you have 8 million lefties in that pen.
Yeah, but then they have to face Judge.
Well, that is true. Yeah, if you bring him in there, you're right.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, that's why it felt like you were leaving him out to dry. And unless you thought mentally he was going to collapse.
No, that's not necessarily true.
All right, what do you got?
So if you got him out after the Volpe hit, it's two lefties. And then there's one out in the inning. So you could get out of the inning and finish the inning. But that is a bit of a dangerous game. If anybody gets on...
So you're saying for Wells. I'm saying if you go one after that.
Yeah,
I was looking more at Grisham because he had the hit before. I'm like, all right, maybe you get him out now. But then I'm like, well, no. It's the matchup I want. And then you get to...
No, that's a good point.
Yeah.
If you run the risk of getting to Judge, that could have been part of the decision-making process there, too.
No, I think the defense and the bats were both bigger than any single decision Cora did or didn't make.
We asked this question earlier today. Binary. You have to pick one or the other. No gray area in the middle.
All right. No nuance.
Red Sox season was a success. Yes or no?
Yes. Begrudgingly today. Today's the worst day to ask it, but yes.
I mean, it wasn't a failure. Justin in D.C., hello.
Oh, wait a minute.
Gentlemen, I do think it is a failure because we need to put this into context. This isn't the Cleveland Guardians. This is the Boston Red Sox, one of the most damn respected sports institutions in the world. We've been in a rebuild for 5 or 6 years, depending how you look at it. The American League was historically weak with an expanded playoff, and we are thrilled because we got our butts kicked in Yankee Stadium.
Well,
we're
not thrilled.
Nobody said that.
No, I wish they won this series. They could have and maybe should have won this series, so we're not thrilled. But, Justin, we talked to you last week, and you didn't think they were going to make the playoffs.
No, I didn't. And that's great, but...
Okay. Well, so they did.
Because they exceeded what I thought their talent level would do, doesn't make it a success because you guys are minimizing the work they have to do. Playoff baseball is pitching and defense. They need to add a number two and three starter like we discussed yesterday
because
you have to assume one of them is going to get hurt.
Agreed.
But then look at the bats, and this is real quick. We know you have to replace Devers. But also, we're talking about Jaren Duran being a choke artist loser, so you're going to have to...
Justin, can I jump in on this? I'm sorry to interrupt, but I will give you credit. I'll give you credit for this.
You were right about that.
You called and bitched about Duran yesterday. All the credit in the world for
that.
I disagree on the failure thing, but Duran, you were 100% right on. Keep going.
So you got to replace the Devers bat. We agree that we need to move Duran, so you're going to need to replace him, and he was probably your second best bat this entire season.
No, he wasn't.
And that doesn't
he your second best bat.
Well, if you look at OPS and the WAR and the numbers, like you can make an argument he was.
So do you think he's good or bad?
Yeah.
I'm not confused, Justin. Do you think he's good or bad? I don't get it.
I think he's all that I'm trying to say.
If you look at OPS,
he's
like
not,
eighth on the team. Like, what are you talking about?
I don't think he's great, but I do think he is a bat that has some power on a team without any that you need to replace.
He had 16 home runs. You're talking about a different guy, I think. First of all, Roman Anthony. If Jaren Duran just got benched, which doesn't happen in baseball, if he just got benched and Roman Anthony was healthy, fine, you've replaced him. Now, talk about Pete Alonso.
Anthony Rafael Abreu, you just replaced him.
You're fine.
Yeah,
you don't need to replace him.
I don't understand.
I get his point about Devers, and that's where Pete Alonso, or if there's some of these other free agents like a Bo Bichette, if you want to add guys to the roster like that, great. We're not saying run it back. Nobody's saying run it back. But to be like, oh my God, you have to replace Jaren Duran, who had 16 home runs and an OPS of 774.
Yeah, no, Duran hit righties, which is why I thought he was going to come through last night. Wrong.
Willie Abreu had a higher OPS. Alex Bregman had a higher OPS. Roman Anthony had a higher OPS. Both your lefty killers, Rob Refsnyder and Roman Gonzalez, had a higher OPS.
So, I mean, again, I think it's hard to take a victory lap on it considering who you lost to yesterday, but they needed to make the playoffs, and they did.
Yeah.
So that's not a failure. If success is too strong of a word, we're just trying to make it one or the other, either or. So it can't be a failure. By definition, that to me has to be a success is how I would look at it. He's right about replacing Devers. This is now where you have to do it. They were a better team without Devers. Inarguable. They just were.
Yep.
If you want to say they may have missed him against the Yankees, we can debate that. They were a better team without him. You can't argue that. That's what happened. This is where John Henry and ownership has to replace Devers. And this is where the money matters. People trying to bring up the money saved on Devers, they had to spend it at the trade deadline, they didn't get it. No player like that moved at the deadline. It was all rentals. No big money long-term deals moved at the deadline. That's not how the deadline works. Now is when you have to do it. So whether that is Alonso, Schwarber, Tucker, who's the other name you just mentioned?
Bo Bichette.
Oh, Bo Bichette.
Yeah.
That's a new one.
Add him to the pile.
Add him to the pile. Interesting. So you have to spend big if you're ownership, and you may have to do that on a couple of players. So now, ownership is a massive problem and remains one until they spend. Massive problem. I just think Devers was a bigger one, as we've discussed. But I have a hard time saying the year was a failure when we were taking calls last week from guys like Justin saying they are going to collapse and miss the playoffs. They didn't. They got in. Yeah. It sucks they lost to the Yankees.
Oh, it's very frustrating.
This year was a step in the right direction, but it's going to be a massive, massive offseason to get it right. And I agree with you, Keith. Duran is one of those guys who has to go. 617-779-7937. More your phone calls coming up. We'll get into who we blame for the defensive miscues because they were not just out of nowhere last night. They have been the worst defensive team in baseball all year long. So who do we blame for that?
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Cam Schlittler looked like he had ice in his veins. You send a rookie to the mound in a win-or-go-home situation. He doesn't just deliver. He dominates. Aaron, how was he able to so easily navigate through that lineup?
The star is born tonight. He's a special kid, man. I'm telling you, it's obviously amazing stuff. But he's shown us this from the jump. Like, he is not afraid. He expects this. And I'm not going to say what he told me last night, but I'm not surprised at all by what he did.
What the heck were Boone and Schlittler talking about?
You think it was an off-color joke?
Like, you can't say that, Cam Schlittler.
I'm not gonna, I can't repeat what he said to me, but let's just say I knew he was ready. I knew he was a gamer.
Let's hope it wasn't about Lucy.
Well, it might have been. That's how he celebrated the night, by tweeting at Lucy Burge.
I don't understand that. That's been picked up by the New York Post, TMZ.
Yeah, people are on it.
Like, again, it's interesting. Like, Lucy wasn't the only one picking the Red Sox in the series, but he just happened to respond to her.
Interesting.
After a few pops of champagne last night, late
Our
at night.
Our whole show picked Sox in
right.
two.
Right. I wonder, did he, was...
Has he messaged us yet?
Schlittler,
I don't think so.
Dunking
no.
on us? I guess not.
No, no.
So I guess this is his way of flirting. I guess that's how they do it in Walpole.
Well,
AKA downtown Boston.
It's the younger demographic.
But he shot his shot. But people are like, oh, good for him. I'm like, I think he kind of looks like a loser.
Kind of does.
Yeah.
Yeah, it kind of does. He just had, like, the best postseason performance maybe ever. And you're like, how do you celebrate? Well, let me scroll through Twitter, and I remember that girl that said they were gonna lose the series. He said all he wrote back was not this year.
Good one.
Maybe next year, I guess.
Good one, Schlittler.
Yeah.
Boom, roasted.
Yeah, seriously.
617-779-7937. Who should we blame for the defense, Keith? Our guy Ray in Cumberland is weighing in. He blames Breslow. Of course he does.
He blames
Breslow
for the defense?
For the terrible defense. Of course he does.
All right, I blame the players, and here's why.
Okay.
They screwed it up. Also, this wasn't... Early in the season, we had a lot of guys kind of playing out of position, guys playing new positions. Christian Campbell maybe doesn't even have a position, and there were some issues. And even a guy like Bregman, who is a good third baseman, he kind of struggled. And the errors were through the roof for the season. But last night, when you look at the lineup, is Willie Abreu a good right fielder?
Yep.
Is Seydon Rafael a good center fielder?
Maybe the best I've ever had.
Okay. Is Nathaniel Lowe supposed to be a good first baseman?
Supposed to be.
Is Romy Gonzalez at least an average second baseman, if not above average?
I thought so. Yeah, I wasn't so totally loving what he was doing last
Story
night.
Story and Bregman, left side.
Good, good.
I know Story had some issues, but not in this series, but he had some issues at the end of the season. And then Jaron Duran, I don't think he's a very good left fielder, but I mean, he's had his highs and lows. He's had his moments out there. He's not a statistically, I wouldn't say he's below average in left field. And then Narvaez is a pretty good catcher. Almost a catcher's interference last night, which I was about to lose my mind over, but it
Same.
Wasn't. But it wasn't.
You know what?
That
was in that inning too. I forgot to bring that up.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
that
yeah.
was that credit to Cora. That was a challenge that he got. It wasn't even close. Like that
it
wasn't even close.
Another reason to hate the Yankees.
Say it again.
Another reason to hate the Yankees. Well, wasn't even close. Acting like it hit the glove.
It wasn't close. The
I don't think he acted like it. I think
no,
it was. I think
no, he started pointing. Well, started pointing. I'm like, you're a catcher.
But he did. Yeah,
he started pointing at him. He did. He did.
So before the umpire reacted, he started pointing at it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't think that was the case. Okay, I'll have to go back and watch Wiggy style.
But either way, last night starting nine, which was not good defensively, who are you getting? Who are you taking out? Who are you sitting for a better glove? Like what? I don't. You tell me.
I mean, I guess if his point is Ray and Cumberland,
yeah,
and this is Breslow's fault. He put the roster together.
Yeah.
These are the bum ass players making the mistakes.
If they had Doug Minkiewicz, maybe they turn two there, but they don't have Doug Minkiewicz.
They led baseball with 116 errors.
Yeah, they
year.
Did.
Now, by the way, the Yankees were 23rd. This is another reason why I don't think that team's going anywhere. Their offense stinks. They got some good pitching performances. They're poor fundamentally as well. They could have made a bunch of errors last night. They did in game two. So they made 94 of them. Red Sox made 116. The only other team in baseball with over 100 was the Colorado Rockies with the worst run differential in modern day baseball history.
Yeah.
With 110. So, I mean, at some point, you got to look beyond just the players, I think, because they are individually talented. And you have to say, what's the operation? So is that why people like Ray are blaming Breslow? Like, are guys here ready to go?
Yeah.
I'd also turn around and say Roman Anthony made an error in his first game, but all the defensive metrics say Roman Anthony was one of the better defensive outfielders this year.
And two guys that kind of booted the ball. I'm just looking at the list right here. Some of the guys that had errors, and especially in not a lot of chances, right? Because Trevor Story had the most errors on the team. He had 19 errors. But he wasn't at fault last night. Alex Bregman.
No, not last night.
Last night.
Yeah.
Alex Bregman and Narvaez each had 9. Rafaela had 8. Romy Gonzalez had 8. Jaren Duran, Abraham Toro, Christian Campbell, and David Hamilton all had seven. So if you had Hamilton, Campbell, or the Bull out there, I might be like, yeah, those guys had a lot of errors for not a lot of chances. What position do they even play? Hamilton famously is bad in the field, but those guys weren't in there. That should have been a decent defensive alignment.
I mean, I think Story tied Volpe for most errors in the AL, or at least they were tied late in the regular season. I don't know exactly where it finished. But yeah, I think he's a pretty good defensive player.
But this goes into another thing, like more so than Breslow, it's a question about like, all right, for professional players, how much does coaching factor into defense? Like, I don't really know the answer to that because, like, Trevor,
should they be the worst defensive team in baseball?
No.
So
they shouldn't be the worst defensive team in baseball. So I with the Rockies.
I don't want to tell you it's Cora's fault, but I do look at the coaching staff and go, what are you guys doing? And are you guys sending a strong enough message? Like, this is a little like what we were talking about with Vrabel last week. Like, okay, are you just going to let, what are you telling them? Are you just going to let it happen?
Yeah.
Are you patting them on the butt? And so I would look at that to a degree, because I think for a number of years now, they've been way too sloppy defensively, and that's all on the manager's watch. Like, I would highlight that. But it's too strong to say it's Cora's fault they led the bigs in baseball.
Right.
It's like it's too strong to say it's on Breslow and baseball development. Like, the whole thing with some of those players. And last night, I just think they were feeling the pressure is what I think. I think they all choked. And I don't think it's that they're poor. Well, maybe they are poor fundamentally. But I think they all choked and they buckled under the pressure last night is what I think happened last night specifically. 617-779-7937. Our pal Johnny's in Brooklyn. Hello, Johnny.
Hey, friends. That was fun last night. I'm not going to try to talk to you about Devers. I would say I think Christian Arcan sees it differently. Maybe one day we set up a phone call between the three of you.
What's Arcan's stance on? I don't know what the reference is. Arcan wanted Devers?
I think he stands with those of us that think that the team would have been better with Devers.
Okay, well, Johnny,
words in his mouth.
Well, I'll say the same thing to him that I would say to you. You can think whatever you want.
Right.
What actually happened is they were better without Devers. So, I mean, you're allowed to think whatever you want, but they were better without Devers.
They scored six runs in three games against the Yankees.
In this series,
in
like 90 games, they scored more runs without him than with him.
I'm not here to talk about Devers. I brought it up by saying I'm not going to talk about
it.
Brought him up.
Okay, fine. If I may, on last night, I'd given Cora a lot of credit for the first two games, even though they lost game two. But last night, when I saw Romy Gonzalez's name in the lineup instead of Sogard, I didn't like that, and not that they win either way. I also would have liked to see Eaton play over Duran, because the two of them at just the 9-1 were automatic outs. Although nobody, unless you have 9 Yoshidas last night, I don't know if we're going to score a run, but pretty bad. And I don't trust the management to spend money in the off season. How could you? They spent money on Devers and then they just cleared him out for nothing.
Well, so I think you answered some of your own question. I mean, they do spend sometimes. Yeah. I don't have great faith in them, but they did spend on Devers. They dumped it, but they did spend. There were so many points in there.
You're talking about Duran or Romy or Devers.
So the Romy Gonzalez one.
Okay.
Like, we all agreed to disagree on that yesterday.
Yeah, I wanted Sogard.
I wanted Romy. Lou wanted Hamilton. I mean,
honestly, they all would have gone over, probably.
Right. Like, if we're bitching at Cora about that, and trust me, I'm all for bitching at Cora. If we're bitching at him about that, the number 9 hitter at second base, then that kind of tells you there's bigger problems than the manager's decision there.
Definitely.
So yeah. I don't think that was the top of the list. I personally wanted Romy in there. I thought it was the right call, but he didn't help him at all defensively.
I also, as bad as it was, and this is it. This is it for me for Jaren Duran in a Red Sox uniform, but last night I wouldn't have sat him for Eaton. I would have said, all right, here's your chance. You know, it's been a shaky season, really, for you. Not the response that we thought we were going to get after being a top 10 finisher in the MVP in 2024. It was a down year for him, but maybe he had something in him, and he did not. He was completely overmatched and was also bad in the field.
Let's go to Ralph in Cranston. Hello, Ralph.
Ralph.
Hey, guys. Well, let's face it. They really missed Anthony, especially the way he was playing.
Mm-hmm.
And that left-handed bat in Yankee Stadium, that probably would have been a different. Yankees not a great team by any stretch of the imagination. But, they do need some help going forward, obviously. And the big decision is going to be like Bregman. Now, Bregman's a hell of a player. He adds a lot. We know that. But we know he's walking away from $40 million for the next 2 years. He's walking away from $80 million in 2 years. So he wants more money. He wants longer contract. If they do that, you know they're not going to spend money anywhere else. And, you know, this is the first time I'm older than you guys today.
If Bregman opts out and they don't pay him and they don't replace him, well, then we'll kick and scream about that. Or if they pay him and do nothing else, we'll kick and scream about that. I'm not sold Bregman's opting out.
I don't think it's a guarantee that he opts out. I also don't think you're going to have to go crazy. So he's opting out of what would be $41 million each year for the next two. How many more years is he really going to be given? And then what's the average annual value? Because if another team's like, we'll give you 4 years, they're not giving him $160 million over 4 years. He's
Bregman,
not worth it.
Bregman hit .273 with 18 homers, and he played 114 games. I love Bregman.
So do I. I want him back.
I do too. But like,
he's going to go cash in.
Is that a smart business decision to leave $40 million on the table?
$80 million.
I'm sorry. Well, yeah. Well, he could opt for next year, $40 million guaranteed, and then try to cash in the year after or whatever, or opt out now and try to get paid when last year you didn't get paid.
This was the best contract he felt like he was offered last season. So he may opt out, but I feel like the chances of him leaving, I still don't think
people
are super
act
high.
Like. Because he started the year on fire.
Yeah.
You know, people act like he hit 300 with 25 bumps. That's not what happened.
Also, I'm glad the caller brought up Roman Anthony, because so many people, and it's 50-50 at best, but they're like, oh, Devers, they missed Devers. How about Anthony? Roman Anthony. They didn't miss Devers because of Roman Anthony,
and then
it was just too much to overcome when he went down.
Anthony was a massive injury,
yeah.
And it could have looked a lot different with Anthony. They still could have won this series without him. That's what's so frustrating about game two.
Definitely.
It's like, man. Even without Anthony, they could have, maybe even should have beat this team.
And that's why you send the runner. When you don't have a Roman Anthony in the lineup, you wave Nate Eaton home.
I know we got to get to Week in Review, but who topped your three turds list again?
Kyle Hudson, Jaren Duran, and I'm going Bayo. You can make a case for Rafaela, but I'm going to go Bayo.
I would have put Rafaela on my personal three turds list. Again, submit
But when you see, like, Connelly early pitched well, Schlittler had the greatest game of all time, Garrett Crochet was an absolute beast, Rodon was good, like, Bayo, Fried was good. There was one starter who sucked the whole series.
One guy stunk it up. Yeah. That's true. So submit those turds at Jones and Keefe, at Keefe21, at Jones WEEI. Let's get to the Week in Review next.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's certainly been a week.
Yeah, why don't you feel him out here, Keith?
Here's some of the best.
Get the chainsaw!
There's a whale at the compound! We gotta go. Get everybody pile in the minivan, chainsaw. We're going.
And worst...
You guys are as bad as the announcers.
It's Jones and Keith's Week in Review.
The guy sucks! Get him out of here!
On WEEI.
Certainly, it's been quite a week here, Jones, on WEEI. A lot to get to. Including on Monday, Tim and Brockton called in, and they got some good news for us individually.
What's going on today, Tim?
Hey, what's up? Hey. Jones and Keith, you guys moved up in my ranking as best sports radio guys. Oh, no.
Wait, we moved up? Yeah. Are we at the top
to
or just up?
Yeah,
to where?
Yeah. Keith is number one. The guy, your arch nemesis, Jones, is number two, and then you're number three.
Nice.
You guys are my favorite.
Two out of the top
three. Okay, bad.
Number one combo. We'll take that. Good.
Yep. I like that they split us for the rankings.
I want to...
That was good. We still don't even know who he's talking about at number two.
I'm not.
Do you have an arch nemesis?
I'm not sure who he's talking about at.
Me neither.
There's some options, but I'm not actually sure who he's talking about.
The beginning would have qualified for our famous segment, Is This a Compliment? Because you could move up in the rankings.
Guys, you moved up.
15. Yeah, you guys were 18th. It's like, how many people are there?
Well, you did move up, though.
Yeah, that's true.
That's true.
All right, also on Monday, we had a chance to check in with our good friend, Patriots tight end Hunter Henry.
Oh, yeah. You're back in the end zone. Another victory. So you know it's time for the Hunter Henry surprise question of the week.
It's time for the Hunter Henry surprise.
Henry, touchdown. Whoa.
Surprise, Sydney.
Hey, surprise.
Surprise, motherfucker.
We wasted the good surprise on you.
Y'all digging for the surprise in the day, huh?
Question of the week.
All right, once again, Hunter Henry, on a scale of 1 to 85, 85 being the most surprised you've ever been, 1 being you weren't surprised at all. How surprised were you in 2016 when a Cincinnati zoo worker shot and killed Harambe?
Oof, man, that one comes out of nowhere. Boy, I was probably 65.
I was surprised.
And that was the Hunter Henry surprise question of the week.
Mike Francesa was like an 85.
Yeah, definitely shocked.
Francesa
him.
Was outraged. Yeah, that's true.
Again, four times a show, our good friend Billy Lanny gets to do the trending.
Billy Lanny.
He always gets to do the trending, and you got to listen to these because you never know what's going to happen, including this one from Tuesday.
The Miami Dolphins defeated the New York Jets 27 to what the hell was the final there? I wrote down 27-27. Either way, Tyreek Hill's done for the year. Luckily, that wasn't sponsored by anybody, but that's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.
I stand by what I said earlier this week. He gave you everything you needed to know.
That's it.
Tyreek Hill, he's out.
27-27 was not the final score.
Well, whatever. One game.
Tyreek Hill hurt. Yeah, Dolphins win.
Tyreek Hill hurt, and there's no sponsor.
Just move on with
your day. I think he did. Check the boxes.
That's fair. Yeah. All right, before the Red Sox-Yankees series started, Fitzy was in during a crossover and was trying to ask us some New York-Boston-based questions.
Right.
Krasinski and Damon or Stiller and Chalamet?
Stiller and Chalamet.
1-1. South Shore bar pie or a Sicilian slice?
Bar pie.
Sicilian slice.
Okay, 2-1. Cream pie or cheesecake?
I don't want to answer. Cheesecake.
Cream pie.
I'm picking the cheesecake.
How much time in between do I have?
Cream pie, then a cheesecake. Treat myself.
Hey, can I?
It will go easier on your stomach.
Well, actually, this is an ironic follow-up. North End or Little Italy?
Oh, that's North End.
North End.
Everybody knows that.
Okay, this also North seems End. Like an ill-fated follow-up. Mm-hmm. Tips or strips?
You're going to ask these to people?
Tips.
Very good.
We settled on Red Sox win.
Yeah. So we were wrong about that.
It didn't work out.
It didn't help us. Good friend of the show, Hogdale, was on for a preview every single day.
Maybe our best friend.
Yeah, maybe our best friend in the world. He also, after the game one win, he had maybe the call of the year. Player. Oh, did we not play Hog's Call today? I thought we did. We got a text that just said we didn't play Hog's Call.
We've played it over the course of the show multiple times.
We didn't play the other one.
Do you want to play that one right now? Play that one right now, Nick. Sorry.
Wait a minute. We played it, haven't we?
I thought we did.
I think we
were playing it during the break, maybe.
I mean, I've listened to it 800 times in the last 12 hours. Yeah.
Oh, I feel like my heart's going to explode. 2-2 pitch from Chapman. Swung on and missed! He strikes him out! He gets out of it! And the Sox win game one! They win game one! The Yankees choke it! Chapman escapes! They win it 3-1!
Uh-huh.
My Let's go.
Maybe we haven't played that.
Now we did it.
Yeah, you know
what?
We've just been listening.
Good text.
We've been listening to it nonstop.
We played the Yoshida one a couple
times. Yeah, that's what we played. Maybe that's what we played.
My
What did you tweet today, Keith?
It's the new Can I Believe It? Move over, Can I Believe It?
No, Can You Believe It?
Can You Believe It? When I say Can I Believe It? I mean, I think I'm drunk. That's why I'm not a play-by-play guy. Oh, I wouldn't have a good catchphrase like that.
It feels like that was years ago.
Yeah, that was a long time ago.
It feels like that was so long ago. That was just a couple of days ago. What? Wow, we were on top of the world then.
Unbelievable. Yeah, sadly, quick two games changes everything. All right, we have four nominees for the Brag of the Week.
Nice.
Including one from the hashtag Dork Podcast and my guy Davey Eyeballs, Ryan Davey.
I stood in probably what I would consider the longest line I've ever been in. And I've been to Disney World.
Sick brag, bro.
Wow.
double brag in there. Wow. Stood in the long line and he's been to Disney World.
He's been to Disney World.
Yeah.
I like now that we're monitoring everything for brags. Yeah. I like that we're just keeping our eyes on everything.
If you say it on the airwaves,
if you brag
podcast,
anywhere,
wherever,
you could be in trouble.
Your like day-to-day life. You'd be down the hall.
Now we've set that precedent. Okay.
Everybody's mic'd up.
Okay.
Adam Schefter joins the afternoon show weekly, and he had this.
I'm in two fancy football leagues.
Sick brag, bro. Oh,
gosh. Hi, guy.
All right.
Yeah.
Very good.
Okay.
What about caller Victor in New York?
I mean, I was down the third baseline. I was there.
Sick brag, bro.
And I had all my friends texting me.
Sick brag, bro.
That's good.
So many texts.
He was at the game at the third baseline, and he had his friends texting him.
I'm at the game with a working phone. Yeah, that's me.
Also,
that's my brag.
Last nominee, we have friend of the show and voice of the Red Sox, Will Fleming.
I mean, I've got young kids now.
Sick brag, bro.
All right, so we have Davey, Adam Schefter, Victor New York, Will Fleming, who had the best brag of the week.
Oh, let's go brag of the week to Davey.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do
it. I stood in probably what I would consider the longest line I've ever been in, and I've been to Disney World.
Sick brag, bro.
Cool, man.
Congratulations. Right, Davey. Way to go.
Okay. Week in review every Friday, 12:45. Here on Jones and Keefe. Watch what you're saying out there on your podcast. You could get bragged.
Be careful.
You don't even know.
And everyone has a podcast, so we're listening all the time.
Nick is monitoring everything out there, apparently.
What are that? What's that?
Hear that? Oh, no. Almost time to get into Pats and Bills. We got the keys. Keefe's keys next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.